At least three of the protesters were shot in the town of Bandipora, located about 60 kilometers north of Kashmir's summer capital of Srinagar. The other protesters were killed at separate demonstrations in Srinagar and in Kishtwar district. The demonstrations were held despite a curfew imposed Monday after Kashmiri separatist leader Sheikh Aziz and three other people were shot and killed by Indian forces trying to stop thousands of Muslim protesters from marching to the Pakistan-controlled part of Kashmir. Kashmiri separatist leaders held the march to protest what they say is an economic blockade by Hindu extremists in the Himalayan region. Hindu protesters have blocked a major highway leading to the Muslim-dominated Kashmir Valley, disrupting the flow of supplies to the region. The fruit industry in particular has taken a big hit. Mubin Shah is the president of Kashmir Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
By this action of economic blockage, they have completely finished the fruit industry for this year at least, because our produce was ready and it came back.
The Hindus are demanding that the government reinstate a land transfer to a Hindu shrine. The government recently backed off the plan after Muslims held violent protests against what they termed Hindu colonization. Kashmir is divided between Pakistan and India and claimed by both. Muslim separatists have been fighting for Kashmir's independence from India or for the region's merger with Pakistan. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.